Hello everybody, Radio Boo, this is Rick Wilkinson.
Up again.
Coming to you once again from Guilin.
How many?
China.
How many what, sorry? What's your question?
I'm talking to my recording.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah.
We are at a location called the Reed Flute Cave. Apparently around this area the geology is karst, so there are many limestone caverns. And what'd you say, there's 1,000 of them, Michelle?
Yeah, more than 1,000 caves.
More than 1,000 caves in this area. And the one we are visiting this morning is was discovered in 1962 by a farmer. And so he informed the government about it and they developed it. And then the reason it got the name Reed Flute Cave is because the entrance was covered by a lot of reeds. And the people used these reeds to make flutes. So, we're climbing a bunch of steps here. Out of breath. Okay.
Go up again, okay?
Yeah. So now this is flute as in playing a flute, not apples and oranges, right? What do you call that? Apples and oranges and bananas? What are those? Michelle?
Fruit.
They're what?
The fruit.
Fruit, okay.
Fruit. Yeah. Is that correct? Flute and fruit.
Fruit and fruit, huh? Yeah.
Fruit. Ah, many people. There's a lot at my pronunciation of the fruit.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, well, you say it pretty good sometimes.
Fruit.
Fruit, yeah.
This one is flute.
Yeah, right. Sometimes.
Not big difference. So for us, sometimes it's difficult to.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Where are we right now? And we're kind of
almost
a building.
Almost to the entrance. Here's the ticket office.
Okay.
Have to go up again.
Yeah.
But not yet. Up.
Okay. The
go up.
Cave is supposed to have stalactites and stalagmites and all those good cave formations. A spelunker's paradise, right? Do you know what a spelunker is?
Sorry?
A spelunker? Do you know what a spelunker is?
I don't know, sorry.
It is a person who likes to
discover
and walk, you know, through caves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can take a seat here for a moment. I'm going to get a ticket.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
On this side, huh?
Uh-huh. Take a seat or you can walk around and get a ticket, okay?
Okay. What's that? I don't know. What is that water I hear? Is that like a little fountain?
It's a little fountain, yeah.
Oh.
With a ball that's lit up rolling in it.
Oh, really? Okay. This is our last stop of the tour here in Guilin, and then after this we're going to go out to the airport for our flight to Shanghai, and we have one free day tomorrow in Shanghai before we get your flight on Saturday for back home. I'm ready if you are.
Yeah.
Raining out a little bit here today in Guilin. Not bad, but a little damp. We go right into the cave from this building, or do we have to go outside again?
No, we just from here to the cave.
Hmm. Yeah.
The building right in front of the cave.
Mm-hmm. I guess they don't grow reeds here anymore.
Grow what?
Not so many
reeds.
Stalactites.
And the entrance. Anyhow.
Which place now is the shop?
Oh, the gift shop?
Hey, car
how
much?
Okay, now we go inside the cave, okay?
Okay. Are there bats in here?
It used to be half, but yeah, because many tourists come.
Mm-hmm.
So now.
And then you get this building in the front of it, so. So I see.
Yeah, my head.
We're heading
head
through kind of.
Not your head, sorry.
Yeah.
You just caught that one. You're okay.
I am?
Okay.
How do you know?
Because you're about 3 feet above you.
Oh, I can stand up, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how about that blow on the head I just took?
You just missed it, didn't you?
No, I hit it.
Good thing I said it when I did.
You
it,
see, outside heavy rain, inside
yeah,
little rain.
A little drippy, huh?
Yeah. Okay, going down, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Down, down, down.
Mm-hmm. Steps are wet.
Best of three. Careful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Down, down.
Sure.
Yeah. For the cave later, we'll go inside the cave by this way, and then finish the cave down there.
Okay.
The tour route for this cave is like a letter U.
Okay.
A letter U. So this is the first scenery in the cave. When you tour inside the cave, imagination is very important. Like here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
The flashlight.
Wow.
This is the first scenery in the cave. We name it the lions playing in the morning sunshine. So you just follow my flashlight and use imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Right here you can see a special rock right here. It looks like a lion mother.
Hmm.
Its head and body and the tail. And over there you can see some lion babies.
Take pictures there?
Can you see?
Yeah, sure.
Can you see that, Larry? The
lion?
The lions?
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's kind of, I got a little picture of you guys in there because.
Take a picture for us.
Yeah.
Okay. So this way, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so up there you can see a very beautiful rock hanging down. It very looks like a round top mosquito net. Can you see this?
Yeah.
Is that all?
Okay.
Stalactite?
They're really high here. Yeah, there's a bunch of stalactites hanging from the side.
So this is a pretty big chamber, it sounds like.
It is a big chamber. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
Woo!
Yeah, we did a beautiful job. We got different colored lights.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
So it's very picturesque. You can see the right up to the ceiling.
And there's stalagmites on the bottom here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in front of us, you
looks
can see
like
Yeah.
Huh. A big rock there. It really looks like a snowman. Its head and a body.
Hmm.
And some people say it more looks like a Buddha, loving Buddha.
You don't get earthquakes in this area, do you?
Very few, very few.
I see.
Even we have small, even we cannot feel it.
Oh, okay.
Like 2010,
mm-hmm.
In Sichuan, the big earthquake,
mm-hmm.
We heard about that.
Yes. Steps down.
Mm-hmm. And on this side,
mm-hmm.
See the rocks on this side is where it looks like a Christmas tree. Moment, please turn on the light. You wait here.
Oh, okay.
Wait here. Okay, it's where it looks like a Christmas tree with the snow on it.
Yeah,
it
does.
Like an evergreen tree is what she's trying to say, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Going down, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep, go ahead. Going deeper and deeper.
Yeah, we're going down. In front there, we can see a stone pillow. Can you see it? The stone pillow here?
What is it called?
Stone pillar?
Stone pillow. Here.
A stone pillar, can you see it?
Just in front here.
Yeah.
It really looks like a pagoda. Have the dragon around it. Moment.
This is another cavern, huh?
Yeah.
Another big cavern.
And on this side, we give the scenery vegetables and the fruit mountain. Use imagination. You can see some long beans up there. Long beans.
I see carrots.
This is the cabbage.
Yeah,
cabbage, peanuts, broccoli. A lot of broccoli here.
Yeah.
Imagination. Going down, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Here, very pretty.
Get too close
with him
there.
Well, it's kind of far down there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drops down way down.
But not very deep.
No.
It looks very deep. Actually, it's very shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I see. No railing,
No railing. They got a blue string of lights running.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Step. Okay.
Okay.
Going down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I hear birds in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a recording of birds.
Yeah. See many stove pillows. We call the stove pillows. There are many here, but there are two very special. One is here, one is here. For the right hand, the left hand side, this one have connect with the roof already. For the right side one, this one hasn't connect with the roof. You see on the top there a little bit. According to the geological study, that the stalagmite and the stalactite still growing with the dripping, but very slowly, just about 1 to 20 centimeters for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe for this one, 100 years later, we can make the roof. And we'll come back to check, okay?
Yeah. So, yeah, eventually the stalactite and the stalagmite meet to form a pillar.
And also, this is the biggest part of the cave. Steps, okay? Step going down.
Is there an underground river that flows through here?
Yeah. In the, how to say, long time ago. There's a spring.
Mm-hmm.
Underground water, river.
Right.
Going down, okay?
Mm-hmm.